Now we'll leave the Morris dance floor and go to a place a bit north of there. It's time for The Answer to Audiograph, our weekly sonic treasure hunt. All week long on KALW, we've been playing you this sound.
We're basically right on the edge of an egret and a blue heron sanctuary.
I guess they taste silly.
It was slimy, kind of like a banana slug.
There's a little muscle that attaches it to the shell.
To find out more about this week's sound, we sent KALW's Leela Day out to the shoreline.
The road that leads here winds past cliffs that drop into the sea, past the cows and horses that graze on the green.
My name's Matt Huffstutter, and we're at Hog Island Oyster Company in Marshall, California. Tamales Bay, the big crack caused by the San Andreas Fault.
The San Andreas Fault runs right down the middle of Tamales Bay. You can't see the fault line. It's underwater, and it's created the perfect habitat to grow oysters for Hog Island Oyster Company. It's just 46 miles north of San Francisco, where the air often feels like a slight drizzle.
So we're basically right on the edge of an egret and a blue heron sanctuary. And you're going to see everything in the water from bat rays to all the different types of birds, fish, occasionally a seal. And then bird-wise, not a better bird-watching place that I've ever been to my whole life.
Right now, though, you can't see any of those sea animals, but they're there. Thousands of living oysters the company's planted. Some ready to be shucked, others just being stared at.
Tell me what the oysters taste like.
They taste funny.
But did you try one?
No. I'm guessing. I guess they taste silly.
To enjoy this taste, people have reserved tables weeks in advance. They bring bottles of wine, cheese, and salads to accompany their buckets and buckets of oysters. And those oysters are mostly what they talk about.
It looks appallingly nasty.
It's a tough one. You get it sort of open, you got to stick this in and cut that muscle.
It was slimy, kind of like a banana slug going down your throat.
You've eaten a banana slug?
No.
While they eat, the work continues. The company plants about 6 million oysters a year. They start from tiny seeds or spats. These are very young oysters that are ready to be transplanted to an oyster bed. Each one takes 1.5 to 3 years to grow. During that time, they tumble around on the ocean floor, a process that eventually gives them their shape. Then,
once they're taken out of the bay and sorted, they're thrown into these tanks.
That's Walker Livingston. He works here at the farm. He's pointing at giant white tanks full of oysters and frothy salt water.
Chill it down to about between 49 and 52 degrees. Blast it with UV so it kills anything that's close in it. And then finally run it, I think we run it through two different sand filters. And then finally pump it out into here. So it's about as clean as it can get.
Ready?
Hours pass. Shells keep hitting the ground. They're everywhere. The company mostly uses them either for the garden here or to line the nearby roads, creating a chalky, cracked shell sidewalk. Walking feels like you're breaking something that's not meant to be broken. Except everything harvested is meant to be broken, enjoyed, and the experience remembered.
He had a completely full wheelbarrow there a minute ago.
It has that fresh taste of the ocean. That's why I like
them. You know so much about the most random things, Dad.
I know.
From Tamales Bay, I'm Leela Day for Cross Currents.